organizations, many nonprofit organizations, are already accustomed to dealing with financial institutions. I think most nonprofit organizations will have a bank. Many of them will have a credit card. Some may have even borrowed money or financed property or equipment. And that's really what we're talking about here. I think we're talking about banks and non-bank financial institutions who are playing that role of providing capital. Now, if there's mission alignment, if the investor has an interest in the kind of impact that the nonprofit is generating, they may be more willing to provide that capital or provide it at more attractive terms. And so the same investment disciplines apply. It just may be a new group of investors who are willing to come to the table. And so you're really thinking about some of the same issues that you need to think about when you're dealing with your bank. And so that would include the kind of business that you're running and the extent to which it's generating cash, and that cash could pay back, for example, a debt obligation. You're really looking at the time frame and looking at the ability to guarantee debt. And we're talking primarily about debt here, obviously, because nonprofits can't really take equity as an investment. So we're talking about loans. And the extent to which there's property and equipment and other assets that can secure the loan. And so it's really about the financial health and the specific kind of business model that the nonprofit organization operates. To give you a feel for the kind of scale we're talking about here, there's a lender, a well-known impact investor called RSF Social Finance, a very prominent provider of loans and debt to nonprofit organizations. They're providing in the order of, $200,000 and upwards of debt to nonprofit organizations. And, in order to do that, they're looking for organizations that have over 3 years of operating history. They're looking for organizations that have profitable revenue streams generally. And what that means is they're earning enough to, pay back a debt obligation. They're looking for organizations that have a strong history of repayment to their existing financial services providers, like banks. They're often looking, as I said, for collateral. And they're probably looking for organizations with revenue of, over about $1 million a year. So you are, as an investor, you're looking for an institution that has a track record. It's certainly not a startup business. I think that grants and venture philanthropy and, will continue to be the kind of capital that supports nonprofits at an earlier stage. But I think as a nonprofit becomes ready to, take a loan, impact investors will be there as one potential source of that capital.